WCCO.
Time now for the Rash Report on a Friday morning. John Rash from the editorial board of the Star Tribune joins us once again. John, good morning. How are you?
I am doing great, Dave. How are you this morning?
I want to get your thoughts very well, and I want to get your thoughts, John, on how we are being looked at globally here in America right now.
Well, a new Pew Research Center poll suggests not very well, and not only President Trump, who has lack of confidence among many nations, 13 of them, all allies, were polled. They've been doing this survey for over two decades at this point, and in most of those nations were at or tied with an all-time low. But it also extends to how people view the nation. And often there's a disconnect between the relatively warm feelings people have for America and Americans and the particular president or administration who's in power at that point. Now the two downward lines seem to be tracking quite well with each other. And I think it's particularly poignant as the United Nations General Assembly is set to begin next week. President Trump, as you know, Dave, was set to be the only world leader who was going to give his remarks in person. And now it was just announced an hour or so ago that, like other world leaders, he will do them remotely. And remote could be the word to describe the relationships that the U.S. has with many of its allies right now. And in fact, this will be the subject of my column that I'm writing about for this weekend.
You know, interesting, John, politics aside, but you mentioned the president and presidents before him. And, you know, given the Woodward, he seems to chat with everybody. And that's my point. This president doesn't seem to be afraid to do an interview with anybody pretty much at any time. Was that true for previous administrations? Were presidents always open, or were they pretty much guarded against these kind of conversations, whereas President Trump doesn't seem to bother him to talk to anybody?
You're quite right about that, and to his credit, he has been much more available to the press than previous presidents. Now, it's disproportionately spent with Fox News, which he and many others view as very friendly territory, but even occasionally that network makes news, in particular Chris Wallace, who asked some very tough questions of President Trump in an interview that made news a few weeks ago. And my guess is the same may happen as we head into the debates on September 29th, when Chris Wallace will be the first moderator. And I certainly anticipate he'll ask just as tough of questions of Vice President Biden, who will be standing up there, who has been less accessible to the press so far this campaign than President Trump has. Now, the anomaly more is the approach that the president has taken. Most candidates and certainly most presidents are much more guarded and much less accessible. And so while it's welcome, I think it's important also that, you know, he expose himself and his views and, you know, make himself available to more media venues, as he did this week, to his credit, when he did the town hall with George Stephanopoulos. That also made news, as you well know, based on some of the comments, particularly about the coronavirus crisis that he made.
John, as I read more about the election and less focus on the pandemic, which pretty much took away any focus on the election earlier this year, but now we're seeing this as an above-the-fold story, and I look at the amount of money spent, and I read these pieces that say, well, almost every voter has made up their mind. So why spend all this money in advertising if that's the case?
That's a great question, Dave, and I think so often people see these ads and then look at the polls, as you just indicate, and people are really set in their political persuasion at this point, especially in this election. And so what they're trying to do more than anything is to increase turnout for those who say they are supporters of the president or Vice President Biden. So they'll take a public opinion poll, and a certain number of people will indicate that for each candidate, there is a dwindling number of undecided voters. Certainly some of the ads are to sway them. But more than anything, it's to try to ensure that those supporters do get out to the polls or get out to the ballot boxes or the mailboxes this year. And I think that's a different dynamic that we're seeing in terms of the number of people who have indicated a record here in Minnesota and throughout the country that they intend to vote by mail. That happens much sooner than the November 3rd election day, which intensifies the campaigns that we see on air. And so they're certainly trying to gin up turnout on each side.
Yeah, well, I look forward to your column in the morning, John. Always intriguing and great read. And I appreciate your time here again on this Friday. Hope you have a good weekend, and I hope you enjoyed watching the Islanders play last night against a Tampa Bay Lightning team that outshot them but ended up winning in overtime.
Indeed. A lot of Minnesotans on that Islander team, so unfortunately they didn't make it, but it should be a pretty good cup final. So thank you, Dave. Have a great weekend.
There he is, Hockey Dad, and, of course, journalist and editorial board member of the Star Tribune, John Rash, WCCO. Good morning. It's 8:17.